Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Fearing, liberty-loving patriots across the American redoubt in the free zones and outside the wire in occupied territory, our brothers and sisters, thank you for tuning in to Radio Free Redoubt. This is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, and my name is your name, too, if you are a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot. Thank you guys for tuning in. I hope you had a blessed week and you are having a blessed weekend. Resurrection Day tomorrow. We don't call it Easter. We call it Resurrection Day. And of course, Good Friday, that was the Passover. I know many of you, or many of us, have celebrated by participating in Seders and remembering the Passover and going through that, through the Seders. Those are just really a great time. It's the symbology of it is just really a blessing. And this is not Easter. This is Resurrection Day coming up tomorrow. Right now, after Passover, this would be representing Christ being crucified yesterday, Friday, and being resurrected on Resurrection Day. We celebrate that tomorrow on Sunday. So this is probably the most significant celebration, or the most significant holiday for Christians. It really should be more so than Christmas. So just remember that, really what it is all about, what it means. Don't forget to educate your children, bring them into the fold so they know, they understand what that's all about. I want to talk about some things today in light of being Resurrection Day. Here in the land of the free, in the home of the brave, in America, where it was founded on God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots who fought for our independence, mostly for religious liberty because they were persecuted. Well, that's how they ended up coming here in the first place, because of religious persecution. So we got rid of that, right? Well, unfortunately, sadly, that's not quite the case. And we're seeing this again, this anti-Christian, anti-Christ spirit, which is really just picking up momentum. Yesterday, or day before yesterday, the Pope says in a conversation that there's no such thing as hell. Of course, that left the Vatican scrambling. That's not what you can't count that, because it wasn't an interview. It was a conversation, and his words weren't put in quotes. So he wasn't technically being quoted as saying that. So you can't really take that seriously, because it's not really technically a quote. They didn't know what to do with that. They're scrambling. Unbelievable. There is no hell. What an ultimate lie for people to believe. Well, this in American Military News, it just came out this week. A World War I Peace Cross memorial was ordered to be torn down due to its religious message, a court ruled. I would not want to be that judge sitting in front of Almighty on Judgment Day. They will be held to account for that ruling. A 40-foot memorial dubbed the Peace Cross, erected in 1925, when we were still a Christian nation, in honor of 49 men who lost their lives during World War I, must now be torn down. The Fourth Circus Court of Appeals ruled this week. Is that any surprise? The memorial, which is located in Maryland, was created by the American Legion and is shaped like a cross. Gasp. So they're saying that this is First Liberty attorneys. They said today's decision sets dangerous precedent by completely ignoring history, and it threatens removal and destruction of veterans memorials across America. And that's coming from an attorney from First Liberty Institute. So that's what we're facing today. Now, not all is lost. We have patriots that are in the fight, and I hear from them all the time. And so I just want to pass this along, especially with this latest gun frenzy that the left, the anti-American crowd, has conjured up they've got themselves worked up into a frenzy over the right of Americans to be able to adequately defend themselves. And so there are citizens that are standing up against this movement. They're standing their ground. And so this guy writes, John, my dad, my wife, and I all went to a no on 43 meeting tonight. Now, no on 43, if you don't know what 43 is, that's the House Resolution 43 is the bill that's been entered into Oregon. It is a referendum, I believe is a referendum to ban assault rifles and bump stocks and high capacity magazines, basically standard capacity magazines, including the confiscation of these firearms. Well, the people are turning out in the droves. So they went to this meeting in Oregon. It was held, the counter demonstration was held to oppose the communist ideal of taking our weapons and making us all felons, which this bill would do. There was no more tickets available. Now, this is the encouraging part. When they showed up, there were no more tickets available to enter. The meeting inside was at full capacity. There was probably 150 or more out in the parking lot gathered to support the event. Gadsden flags, American flags, and Patriot flags were everywhere. My wife and I joined a couple of men standing on the street holding pro-Second Amendment signs for a while. Just letting you know, some people are doing our part. On April 14th, we will be going to Salem to oppose it at the Capitol. America, John. Amen. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for standing in the gap. Thank you for joining the thousands of others, hundreds of others in your various different communities and opposing this false narrative that Americans want guns gone. Well, and that's the beauty of a constitutional republic. It is a republic, a representative republic with a very limited democratic process involved in that. When that's where you choose your elected officials. But there is the law of the land. The supreme law of the land is the Constitution. So it doesn't matter if 99%, and this is what they need to get into their heads. It doesn't matter if 99.999% of Americans want guns gone. As long as there's still one person left, a citizen of the United States who wishes to be armed, he has that right. It's not a democracy. Unlike some of these young misled, like this child that has been given the limelight, saying that our parents don't know how to run a blankety blank democracy. Well, and of course, I would counter that your parents don't know how to raise a son outside of the influences of communist indoctrination and the type of education that has led you to believe that this is a democracy, because it is not. It is a constitutional republic. A republic, thank the Lord, and not a democracy. And one that adheres to, well, is in gross violation multiple ways, but I would submit that this nation would have fallen long ago if it had not been for the Constitution, which they found ways to weasel and undermine and erode the pillars which is bringing our republic to a crumbling ruin because they violated the law of the land, the rule of law, the Constitution. So there are people that are still in the fight for it, but they are after our children. The battlefield is in the minds of our children, as we've covered several times in the last several weeks. And they are elevating children into places of perceived importance. And this was sent to me out of the Coeur d'Alene Press. A listener over in Coeur d'Alene sent this to me. A young girl is trying to crowdfund the funds because she was part of a anti-gun rally, part of this walkout. And someone came forward and flattered her with an invitation to join the North Idaho College Secular Student Alliance. Now, when you see secular student anything, that means a concerted effort to remove God from the environment, from your culture, from your school, from your community. Like taking crosses down that commemorate fallen soldiers from World War I. But they want to take it a step further. They want to ban God. This is the separation of children and God. This is what this has morphed into. What it has evolved into. So the Secular Student Alliance National Conference is taking place. And what they're doing is they're identifying the loudest young people in each community. And they're being told to approach them, to recruit them, and make them feel good about themselves. You've been selected as a bold leader in your community. You've been invited to go to attend the Secular Students Alliance National Conference, which is in, I believe, Ohio. And I have this, all this information here, where these plenary speakers are going to be talking, and they come from all kinds of secular humanist backgrounds. And this is high level, advanced indoctrination of your youth in your communities who have been identified for their leadership track record by organizing these school walkouts. And now they're crowdfunding it. And the Coeur d'Alene Press was all too happy to post her story pleading for money to help cover the plane ticket to do this very, very important thing that she was hand-selected for because of her demonstration of leadership in the community. So through flattery and deception, they are targeting kids who have the propensity to be a next level leaders in the communities. And this is the thing that has brought a sense of despair among the conservative patriot people in our communities, is because people are thinking we've lost, they are so organized, the left is so organized, and we are nothing in terms of being organized on this level. Oh, have faith, we belong to the Lord. Yeah, but we're not occupying. The Philistines are occupying. The Amalekites are occupying. We're refusing to occupy because we don't want to be accused of judging. We don't want to be labeled as haters. We don't want to. We want to be accepted by the world. We want to convince them we're just as cool and worldly as them. But when they look at us, really, there's no difference between us and them, except their Sundays are free. So now the Secular Student Alliance is taking a foothold in all of these communities across the country. And they have their national conference with all of these sexual deviancy speakers, secular humanists, there is no God. And one of the sponsors is this organization called lifeaftergod.org. In other words, after you get done with the delusion that there might be a God, Now we can get on to living. Now we can get down to making a difference, right? And here's some of the quotes from people who have sent into Life After God. Someone says, every time I finish listening to this podcast, I regain hope for the secular and post-theist communities. In other words, when Life After God, when there is, when everybody realizes and comes to their senses that there isn't a God. Another one, this helps us realize we are not alone, and thoughtful, intelligent, and entertaining is what some of their followers are saying about their sponsor, Life After God. And this is what's permeating our culture, this powerful, powerful antichrist spirit. And they've targeted the youth. And it is the time is coming where the sheep are being separated from the goats. The wheat will be separated from the chaff. You have to stand solid and stand strong. The stakes are going to get higher. The opposition is going to become more hostile. They're going to become more belligerent. They are going to go on much more of an offensive. You've got to raise up these young warriors of this next generation. The fight that we're leaving for them, we cannot check out. We cannot just walk away and leave them stranded. I know there's a lot of people just like the keep playing. People get in the fight, you know, raise up the next generation. There's people that are emailing saying that. We are doing that. That's what we're doing. What you said, we are doing that. Well, then I'm not talking to you. Because you know what? You're a rare exception. Probably not in this listening audience. You guys are aware, you're awake, you're engaged, you're educating yourselves, you're preparing yourselves for hardship. You are passing that on to your children. But how many of you are not? If you are, I'm not talking to you. I want except to say, good job. I praise you. I lift you up. I give you accolades. And I want to encourage you to continue. So be aware of this. Be aware of this and be prepared to talk to your kids about this secular humanist, these discussions. It's going to be put up in the school. They're going to make a big deal out of the kid in your school that was chosen to go to the Secular Student Alliance. They're going to make a big deal out of them. They're going to be treating them like celebrities in your community, in your school. And the Human Rights Gestapo is going to have them as guest speakers to share everything that they've learned about fighting hate. But it really isn't about fighting hate. It's about it is about feeding the hatred that this world already has toward God and his people. And this generation coming up especially, needs to be equipped and encouraged to stand their ground, to stand firm, to put on the full armor and be prepared to stand and not be moved. Now, we're going to be talking about a real practical sense of some of the persecution people are facing. We have not seen in this country, but we've got a guest. We're going to be airing an interview tomorrow night. Just took place this morning, and I'm going to be sharing from South Africa what they're up against. And I wanted to share some other things from the Voice of the Martyrs, the persecuted church around the country when we come back. So stay right there. This is Radio Free Redoubt.
I've often heard atheists and so-called progressives argue that the founders weren't Christians and that this was never a Christian nation. They like to say that men like Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson were deists. Well, so what if they were deists? Being a deist simply means that God doesn't interfere with the affairs of men. But after seeing God's hand in the making of their newly won nation, they gave God full credit. In a letter to William Strahan in 1784, Benjamin Franklin said this, "My dear friend, do not imagine that I am vain enough to ascribe our success," he was speaking about the revolution, "to any superiority on their part. If it had not been for the justice of our cause and the consequent interposition of Providence in which we had faith, we must have been ruined. If I had ever before been an atheist, I should now have been convinced of the being and government of a deity. And Thomas Jefferson wrote this: "Of all the systems of morality, ancient or modern, which have come under my observation, none appears to me so pure as that of Jesus. I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus." Don't believe the lies of the revisionist historians. They'll deceive you every time if you don't know the truth. I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
We are back at the Voice of the American Redoubt. Segment 2 here is brought to you by Werks Holsters, WERKZ.com, for your custom holster needs made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. Werks.com. All right. And I did it again. Our sponsor for segment 1. I forgot. I got all caught up in the moment. And segment 1 was brought to you by our great friends and patriots over there also at Riverfront Suites, riverfrontsuites.com out of St. Mary's, Idaho, on the beautiful St. Joe. And it's that time of year. Beautiful. It's going to start turning green. It's going to be a beautiful place to stay going up to St. Joe River. Check them out. Don't forget. Now, in the last couple of minutes, I want to share something with you. This is from Sightlanders, South Africa. It's a group of Christians, and they are like I said, we don't get into the racial issue here in the American Redoubt because it's really irrelevant to the American Redoubt. But what's interesting here as Christians to see a group specifically targeted because of the demographics and targeted and being told that they are going to be slaughtered from members of the government. They're being told this. In South Africa, they're being targeted specifically because they're white. They're a Christian white organization. And we see the racial strife, the division happening all over the world. And we speak out against targeting a specific racial group, no matter what race they are, for persecution by another dominant group. Just as sickening as if somebody said, you know, kill all the blacks. Just because of the color of their skin. Well, here they're saying kill them because of the color of their skin. And it's wrong. And these guys are all Christians. They're Boers from South Africa. And this has been brewing for a long time. There's a civil war looming. I'm going to interview tomorrow night. And we've always been strong proponents of the underground church, the persecuted church. In this case, South Africa, we've got a lot of lessons that can be learned as far as preparing for anarchy, no matter what form it takes. And we can learn from these folks and remember to lift them up in prayer. But here's just a little bit from their fundraising site. I've cut out the part. We'll link it so you can go listen to it. And so it's posted on our Facebook page right now. There's some stuff that's not suitable for young audiences at all, but it's their reality. So I'm going to play, you know, for you what I can here in this general audience on the radio. So listen to this. This is Simon Roach, who you'll be hearing from tomorrow night on RadioFreeRedoubt.com on the podcast.
Hello, I'm Simon Roach, and I represent the world's largest non-state civil defense organization. It's called Sightlanders in South Africa. We represent the white people of South Africa who are presently being told that they can expect to see a genocide against them. They're being told this by their own political leaders, the African National Congress of Nelson Mandela fame, the EFF Economic Freedom Fighters Marxist Party. Many of you will be familiar with this anti-white narrative, this anti-white dialectic, that government ministers in our country are talking openly about a genocide against white people, a civil war based upon race directed at white people, government ministers. Just a few days ago, YouTube published a video against whites, racism, all of these things with which you're familiar. It concludes with the words, "It's time to teach whites a hard lesson now." Can you imagine? Around about the 6th of April 2015 in Cape Town, our current president, Jacob Zuma, stated that all of South Africa's problems can be traced back to the arrival of whites in 1652. As one black man put it to me, "You know, Simon, in our ears, that means if you weren't here, everything would be okay. There would be no poverty and there would be no crime. It's an instigation." Jacob Zuma is also known for singing a song which goes, "Kill the farmer, kill the Boer," and another song which runs, "Bring me my machine gun," implying the same purpose. This is our president. This is how we live. He's not alone, though, in his public agitation against whites. On the 7th of November 2016, the leader of the Marxist Economic Freedom Fighters Party in our parliament, Julius Malema, was recorded saying to a crowd of supporters, "I am not calling for the slaughter of whites, yet." As another black man, a leader in South Africa, said to me, "That means that he will call upon his supporters to slaughter whites, Simon." Indeed, Julius Malema told another group of supporters that when the EFF party assumes power, the Afrikaner white people of South Africa, who've been here since the 6th of April 1652, will be relegated to a separate status, an apartheid. He said it repeatedly and emphatically. As if that was not enough, one of the heads of the African National Congress's private militia, the Spear of the Nation, or Mkhonto weSizwe, a man by the name of Themba Mavundla, called upon young blacks to sign up for military training in preparation for an expected war against whites. This is really happening in our country.
All right, join us tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Pacific time at RadioFreeRedoubt.com for the live streaming Sunday evening podcast for the interview with Simon Roach, who you just heard there. Lots of new updates. This is going on right now. Remember to lift up the persecuted church in your prayers. I hope you guys have a blessed and safe weekend this weekend as we remember the resurrection of our King, Jesus Christ. God bless. You guys have a great week. We'll talk to you tomorrow night on RadioFreeRedoubt.com. My name is John Jacob Schmidt. My name is your name, too.